I hope you had a fabulous weekend. Welcome to the show. Let's break some tables right this morning. I'm ready if you are. And if it's your first time on Table Talk, this happens every Monday from 9 to 10. And what we do here is that I dig into the deep recesses of the thoughts of your heart and help you have those conversations that appear to be a bit uncomfortable for you. But the goal is to advance women's rights. So, yes. This is a very gendered show. So for those of you who say, oh yeah, well, why are you always talking about women? Yeah, because Table Talk is about women and enabling them to become more and more. Today on the show, we'll have a beautiful conversation coming up. But as usual, if you know, we'll have two parts of the show. The first part is an appetizer where I simply give you a rundown of my weekend. Nothing much, no comments on that one. And then we go on to the main dish where we break the table. So if you're ready for me, I am. Let's start with the appetizer right now.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
So over the weekend, I had a thought about humans in general. It was Sunday, so certainly a number of you went to church, mosque. A lot of Muslims also had services. So those of you who are calling already, what are you calling for? I don't get it. Just wait a bit. Let me finish. Okay. Now, I had a thought about human beings. I mean, those who believe in God and those who pray and ask God to lift them up. And that's all right. You're asking for God to promote you, to give you better opportunities, more money, a better house, a better living condition, and that's okay. But the job that you currently have, you don't do it well. And some of you don't do these jobs well because you're hoping for something that you don't have now. So you're saying, this job I have isn't me. There's a hope of a better thing. And so because I'm hoping for a better thing, I'm just managing this one. In fact, you guys should be grateful that you have me around you. And so you're handling the job that you currently have very, very poorly. I'm going to ask you, if you do not care and handle the little you have properly, do you think that God will hand you over something bigger? Or do you think that anybody would entrust you with something bigger? If the little you have, you would not do it well? You would not manage it properly? Do you think that you are deserving of something bigger? Because you've built a habit of not doing work excellently. I believe that's food for thought for you because it's Monday. So give some good energy to your work. Be proud of your work, no matter how little it is in your opinion. It's your job. Be proud of it. Do it well. Do it excellently while you're praying for a better one. That's it.
Now to the main dish on Table Talk. Table Talk.
All right, now to the main dish on the show today. Welcome one more time. It's Table Talk. It's time to break some tables. And I've come run back full circle to start inviting guest hosts to join me in the studio. You know how we do it. So I invite one of you to come join me in the studio and break with me. I hope you came with a sledgehammer because we're going to shatter you today. Yeah, talk.
I came with a bazooka, actually, so let's go.
Oh, my God. Oh, this guy came ready for me today.
I came with the old arsenal.
So with a full arsenal?
Yeah, sure.
No, take it easy now.
Not the actual ones in not London, but actual arsenal itself.
Arsenal itself. I get you. Came with a full armor. Is ready to break some tables. That's how I like it. If you'd like to be here next week, you know what to do. Send me a mail right at visitwithwemimo@gmail.com or send me a mail at wemimo@nigeriainfo.fm. But usually I'll put up a teaser on my social media page. I'm going to pick just somebody randomly who would like to be here to discuss with me. Now, you must have heard about the Funke Akindele story. It's everywhere. It's been since last week. There are reports of a separation with her husband, JJ Skills. But that's not what we're talking about today. Now, we're here to discuss the reactions of Nigerians to this story. Now, I read quite a number of reviews on social media. I'm going to read some of them to you that's forming the basis of our conversation today. Now, one person said, I'm going to read it. Men, never marry a woman that has made it. She will never respect you. Never marry a woman that is a social media freak. They learn a lot of things from a lot of women who don't know the meaning of feminism. That's not all. It says, never marry a woman that is full of herself a woman who makes you feel privileged to marry her. These kind of women are grossly rude. Marry a humble, nice, born-again woman. I'm reading it slowly so you don't miss any word. Another post regarding this matter says, never move into a woman's house. Never use a woman's wrapper to cover your body. If she's annoyed, she can collect her wrapper anywhere and you will become naked. That's figurative, right? Never eat free food in her house without giving her money, no matter how small. Never tell a woman to do her worst. She will do it. So we're having a conversation based on these two posts that I saw that really got a lot of comments generating. And I'm asking you today, so what's wrong with a man moving into his richer wife's house? So you have a spouse or somebody you want to marry, and this person is richer than you. The woman is richer than you are. She has a house, a big house, and you're getting married. What's wrong with living in the house that she owns that's in her name? That's all I'm asking today. Bring it on in other shares. But I'm going to start with Femi Omorege, who joins me in the studio. Femi, what's wrong with a man moving in with the... Is something wrong with it?
Actually, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, actually. Mm-hmm. Because since you're married, if you put it in that context, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Because in a marriage, both parties are to cooperate each other. I have money, you have money. Mm-hmm. You understand? So it doesn't matter, be it the male or female, who's richer or anything.
Yeah.
But in this climb of ours, in the African setting, as I would like to put it, there is this kind of like a patriarchal view to most things we have. You understand?
Yeah.
In the sense that, this lady, she's richer than me. Can I meet her standard? You understand? So there's this chase every time. It's only if she stops working, you can say, I might want to overtake her. But coming to the fact that, I'm working, she's working, and look, let's say she's a senior level executive in a working place, and I also work at a place.
Yeah.
And I'm lower, she's higher. I'm lower, she's higher. Mm-hmm. So the thing is that most men will not want to marry those kind of ladies.
Why?
Because they feel I should be the sole provider in the family. You understand? It is deep rooted. It's something that has been age longer, and it will take a whole lot of years for us to go over that kind of line of
thought. No, don't worry. I will fast track that process. That's why we have this show.
No problem.
The biggest question I ask is why? So there's something called culture. And when people say it's our culture, I challenge that by saying the culture is a way of life of the people.
Yeah.
So there was a culture then, which is how they did things. Mm. There's a culture that's appropriate for now. But somehow, a lot of people are stuck with the culture of then that they're not asking why. So why are you continuing with this thought pattern? So why exactly do you feel threatened that a woman is richer than you? Why?
So the thing is, like I do hear from people, culture is transient. It has to move with the way things are moving.
Yeah.
Like it has to evolve.
It evolves.
The way it was
evolves.
Then.
Yeah.
It has to metamorphose into something new.
Yeah.
But the thing is that most people are stuck with the old patterns of how culture is.
Because they're not giving thoughts. They're not giving thoughts.
Because
to
the thing is that as of now, in like let me put it in African setting, like more women are getting richer. There are more avenues to make money for women now.
Because more girls are going to school than before.
More girls are going to school than before. And there are actually lots of wide reaches of things women can do now.
Yes.
Like you could do cryptocurrency, blockchain, NFT, and so on and so
real
forth.
Real estate. Women are breaking into all those spaces.
Women are breaking into all the spaces. But men, they still want to hold on to where they are, being the fact that it gives them a lot of ego. They're like, there's an ego to it. Like, I have money, I can push her around.
Yeah.
And the thing is that most men see women as like a trophy. Do you get it? They see women as trophy, things to acquire. When we're all in the university days, we'll see a particular lady, like she's very, very brilliant, and there'll be like 10 to 15 guys. I must get that girl. Not in the
sense
it's
a competition.
It's a competition. Not
who
like,
will get her?
Who will get her? Not like I actually love her in the deepest part of it, but in the sense that I have her. She's mine.
Just to prove a point.
Just to prove a point. And I can box her to a certain corner to like shield her or put her ego down. Because if you look at most of the engineering departments we have in schools today, you can have like 100 guys.
And two ladies.
One or two ladies. Now those ladies might be making headway, but if I'm dating her, I may be able to like shrink her to a particular side.
So I need to know, because you're a guy.
Yeah, sure.
So what is this thing with men? And I'm not going to say men generally. I'm going to say with African men. I'm saying this because it is not the same in other parts of the world.
Yeah,
and I believe it's our conditioning. But some people would argue with me and say that is how men were made. Men were made to want to dominate and want to rule the woman and want to contain her. Which is why someone would say marry a humble,
a Christian life,
born again.
She doesn't socialize. She doesn't do TikTok, you know, Instagram.
She doesn't do social media.
Yeah, she doesn't put herself out there.
Right. Why? Do you think it's an innate thing or it's an African conditioning thing?
I think it's an African conditioning thing, because when we juxtapose with, let me say the first word, not to be absolutely wrong. Let me say with the first word, it's quite different, because day over day, they give the women much more room to become who they want to be.
Mm.
But over here, the women have been conditioned to the other room. You get what I'm saying? Women have conditioned to the other. So the only woman that is humble, the woman that can push around, I can tell her, do this, do that, and she will do it.
So and if you're living in her house and she definitely has more money than you, she can take decisions on her own.
And
that will make the guy uncomfortable.
Yeah,
right?
It makes some guys uncomfortable. But there's one thing I've noticed is the fact that there are some ladies that enjoy their man being the head.
What does it mean to be the head?
When you say being the head, like he lords over you. He makes actually all the decisions. So no matter what the decision you have, whatever he says is the final. Let's wait for that decision to come before we carry out this decision. The woman might say, okay, I want to eat beans. I want to eat rice.
But I need to check with him.
I need to check with him. Whatever I say supersedes. If he wants to eat okra at night, that decision is final. So if everyone in the house might not want to eat okra,
but because
daddy wants to eat okra, everybody must comply with it.
So that's being the head of the house.
That's being the head of the house. Like he has the whole authority to do whatever he pleases, and she does
unchallenged.
Not unchallenged, like Supreme Lord and Caesar. There's nothing he says that she has to go away with.
That's quite a thing. Let's go on the phone lines, right? We've got comments dropping in on social media. By the way, we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. There's also WhatsApp. That's 08095975805. So what's wrong with a man moving into his richer wife's house? So that's my question. It's a simple question, though. Make your answer simple. But no, it's table talk. Even people will not make it simple. But let's go on the phone lines. 0700, 993-993-993. Female callers, 01465-7190. Let's talk. Hello?
Hello.
Good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, good morning. My name is Tokumbo. I'm over to the office. I didn't need to change.
Yeah, that's all right. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me just quickly say this, that we need to pick it from the base.
Okay.
And the base, I mean that the impact, how do we view money? How do we view leadership in Africa?
Yeah.
We have been brought into a society where having money is like makes you superior to every other being.
Absolutely.
So you feel that if my woman has money and I don't have money, then I'm inferior to my wife. I'm not saying this is right, don't get me wrong. I'm saying that let's understand where we are coming from.
Yes.
The society itself has founded itself as great human being based on what they can and what they cannot afford. So a man, we always want to feels less threatened when he has the money, because he knows that plus or minus, it gives him that sense of satisfaction that control over the woman. So it will take time, but I think it's changing.
Right.
Things are changing bit by bit.
Right.
But really, it's a challenge that It's there.
It is.
That's
Thank you.
I think it's not just about the issue of marriage. It's cut across the society as a whole.
Yeah.
The impact and how we view money, how we view having possession in our society.
Thank you very much. It's a power conflict. We've got a caller on Skype, Constantine. Hello, Constantine. Are you there? Are you there?
Good morning, Wemimo.
Good morning. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Czech Republic.
From Czech Republic. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. This issue of women and men, that where you have a richer woman, you wouldn't want to be with her. I think it's not just in Africa alone, you know.
Mm.
There has always been a disparity between men and women, even down here in Europe, that even though they have the same position in the firm, the male would be paid more than the female.
Hmm.
And during child, found out that the female will be the one that they will sell home to take care of the child when the male can still go about this. It's just everywhere. But you see, their government are actually putting in some policy to address this kind of situation. You can't find that in Nigeria.
Hmm.
So if the Nigerians cannot actually create some policies that bring equality between women and men, we always have that kind of problem.
Mm.
As for me, I don't see any wrong if I'm married to a more wealthier woman moving in with her. I don't see any wrong. And
right.
I don't believe that your visitor that was in the studio was talking about the man was to lord over the woman. That is why they don't want to move into with a richer woman. But I don't think that is the problem. The problem goes back to when we bring the way we bring up our child. For me, I believe in pure democracy through the house system. You know,
right.
You have to discuss with people, have to come up with decision.
Right.
It doesn't really mean the man wants to be the chief decision maker in the house.
Right. Thank you very much. But quite a number of people want to, but we're still going on the phone lines and we're going to hear you. But, you know, it appears that women are ashamed for even having money.
Yeah, sure, that's true.
You know, you said in your opening that if you're wealthy, some men will not even want to marry you, because already, look at the comments I read. He said if she is wealthier, she will be rude.
Yeah. Yeah, so they feel like a woman that has money, she would want to flaunt that money, definitely.
Why would she want to flaunt the money?
Because they feel a woman should be like timid, like she should be humble.
She should always be at the background.
Yeah, she should always be at the background, like she shouldn't be at the forefront. You get, even if like there's a man and a woman and the woman is more wealthy than the man, she always has to like push the man to the front.
Maybe send the money to his account,
let him do the payment. Because I was listening to one of your shows and it talked about a man and a woman, like she actually bought properties in the name of the man, and when everything hits the roof, when they separated, like the man actually like claimed all the old property
because it was in his name.
But if she was wiser, pardon that, she would have known what to do at that end. But maybe she was thinking that, let me just put it in his name, just for
so that he doesn't feel
less of a man.
Mm.
So, like the other caller said, like money comes into play majority of the time.
Mm.
It says that it's everywhere in the whole world.
Yeah.
People want to have money, but they feel that okay, if a woman is going to have money, like should have less
small.
Of a money.
She should have small money.
And let me put it this way. Some men like to marry women that are, like, some people say, okay, go to the village and go and marry your wife.
Ah.
Rather than marrying a city lady.
She would not ask you any questions.
She won't ask you questions. Whatever you do is yes and amen.
And then when she begins to ask questions, there's a problem. Then he says, oh, now you're copying city girls.
Yeah,
city girls are
copying city
they
girls.
Are teaching you bad
they're
habits.
Teaching
now
you
are telling, I'm talking, you're talking.
So even most of our movies push this narrative in the sense that, okay, go to the village, marry a lady from the village. Whatever
groom
you do,
her.
Groom her to your own taste.
Yeah.
So whatever, like, when you're grooming someone from the onset, so whenever you feed that person, is what person is going to grow with for a very long time.
Let's speak with this person who's on the line. Hello. Good morning. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
I can hear you. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Yeah. Please tell me your name.
Wemimo.
Yes, ma'am.
So I just like, I saw the post on your Twitter page yesterday. I'm like, I need to just listen.
You have to. That let's break this table.
But I now decided to call in again.
I'm glad you're here.
From Ogun State.
Welcome to the show.
This whole thing is like a chain reaction for me. Let's just, you know, I like to give people a benefit of doubt, even though I don't like the response of people to, you know, women who have money, and we get that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they hate a woman for any kind of progress she has, because women are kind of viewed, I think in most African settings, even African Americans have that same issue where, you know, they have this way of treating women of other races better than their own black women, so to speak.
Yeah,
it's like they're saying, you served some people, it's now our turn, you have to serve us.
Yeah.
We are the king here, you have to bow to us. And, you know, any
kind of thing.
So they don't see women as human like themselves. It's an animal farm mentality. Some humans are more equal than the others, you know, and they want to keep it that way, you know. So, but let's just give them the benefit of doubt. Okay, so maybe some women do all that thing. They get rude, they get this, they get that. But why is that happening? You have to understand that a lot of these women that will probably do something like that have experienced it through their mothers. Do you understand?
I'm with you.
Maybe their mother... Hello, are you there?
I'm with you.
Maybe their mother did everything that the society required a good woman to do, and she still got tossed out of the house or got abandoned right along with their children. And these children are watching these things. They are internalizing it as a girl.
Nigeria Info, the show is Table Talk. My name is Wemi Moadewoni. Breaking this table today, it can be once and for all, but let's start by breaking the legs. You know, once there's nothing to stand on, it will begin to collapse. Oh. Right. Today I'm asking you, what's wrong with a man moving into his richer wife's house? Now, let's throw it over to the woman's angle. Now, I was saying during the break to the guys in the studio that, you know, a woman came to me and said, you know, on this conversation, I really feel uncomfortable with a man living with a woman so much so that she has the ability to throw him out. It's somehow, she was like, it has bad optics for a woman to throw a man out. I said, yeah, well, it's a bad thing to be thrown out of the house. But if a woman gets thrown out of the house by the man, do you feel this bad about it? He said, that one is still okay. You know, she's a woman now, but a man thrown out is somehow. So it begs the question, how do you perceive things? Do you have a problem with someone being thrown out? Or do you have a problem with a man being thrown out? Like I say on Twitter, if you're okay with X in men, but you're not okay with the X in women, your problem is not with X, your problem is with women. If you're okay with women being thrown out, but you're not okay with men being thrown out, your problem is not with being thrown out, your problem is with women having the capacity to throw men out. Femi, what do you think?
So I think it's like a social conditioning, because it's like a pattern. It has been happening over time. That is what everyone has been seeing.
Yeah.
So when you see something over time, you become accustomed to that. Okay, this is the norm. Mm. Then when something that is otherwise happens, everyone begins to throw tantrum. Everyone begins to, why would you do something like that? Because it is out of the blue. Because you are talking about like a woman throwing a man out of the house.
Yeah.
Because everyone is not used to it, something like that. But a man throwing a woman out of the house, everyone knows. For instance, it's found that the man did a DNA test. I found that the child is not his. So people say, he's right to throw her out of the house. But
that one is even still extreme. You find on a regular men telling women, if they don't do what they want, you will leave my house. You know, I've discussed the issue of the husband's house on this show. Yeah. You will leave my house. I'll send you back to your parents.
I'll send you back to your parents.
Like she's a thing he acquired at the mall.
That's why I said,
with a refund policy.
The average African man sees a woman as a trophy.
Right.
Like a commodity.
Yes.
Like I acquire her, I pay the right price.
If I don't like it anymore, I'll just throw it out of the house.
If I'm fed up with it, I'll just, this soup is no more tasting like I like the taste anymore.
Let's wash it away.
And make another one. So it's just like that. And people are accustomed to it. Like, let's just get used to it.
Mm.
But a man moving into the house of a richer woman, people would even object to it in the first instance. But it is only a man that said, okay, let's give it a try. Because they feel that if a man that's not as rich as the woman move into that house, they feel that at some point in time, the woman might throw it at his face. I'm the one feeding you now. I'm giving you food. I'm giving you clothes. I'm giving you shelter.
But that's very possible.
That's highly possible
because we are humans.
Yeah, sure.
Again, like the analogy I love to give. But that also happens very often with men telling women the same. So yes. Do we have a problem with someone saying to another person, I feed you, I clothe you, you can't talk to me that way? Mm. Or do we have a problem with women saying it to men?
I think we have a problem with women saying it to men. I think
Feta is here in the studio. She'll be reading to us WhatsApp messages. Mm-hmm. But I'll take your thoughts on this one first of all.
About the fact that you tell people, parents say that to your kids almost all the time. You stay in my house.
You're going to do what I tell you. If you will not obey me, you will have to move out of my house.
Now, Wemi, I feel like there's a social construction that we are used to. And when we find that something goes
sideways,
we are shocked. Like, this doesn't happen all the time, right? Now, there's this message I've not read. The person says something about, it's not about the men in our lives, but also the women in our lives. You hear parents, women say, my daughter will marry a rich man. You don't say, my daughter will be rich. That means you're expecting that she grows up to marry a senator or a president and move into his house. Yeah. So at some point in their conversation, it will come up. This is my house, right?
And you also have parents warn their daughters to not grow too fast.
Well,
because if you get a big job at a young age, you're driving a big car, you become unapproachable. Nobody will marry you. Sarafina, shout out. Nobody will marry you.
That's
you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Nobody will marry you. You know, so that people can get the joke. Mm. Somebody said that to me in traffic. Someone who hit me was like, that is why nobody will marry you.
Wow. You didn't show. Oh, yay! You didn't wear your ring.
And I'm like, wow. Okay. What a wow. Let's go to WhatsApp. I'll get some thoughts.
Okay, now, this person says, a very mature lady bought a car in my church. Her mom was complaining to my mom and other women in church that her daughter shouldn't have bought a car because no man will marry her.
See what we're saying?
Wemimo, it's not only the men that has problem with ladies, because even the women in our lives, our disposition on money in this part of the world is worrisome. Talk by from Ajegunle.
Right.
All right. This person says, good morning, Wemimo. My view about this matter is it depends on the relationship between the couples. I believe couples are one. They are the same flesh.
Right.
So it's not even nice to separate wealth or properties in the family. I'm a bachelor. I promise not to hide anything from my future wife. Anything I have belongs to my wife, and anything my wife has belongs to me. Taiwo from Ota.
Right. Can we say Kumu?
All right. Now, okay. When the woman is rich, your family always want their own to play Spartacus. I don't even know what
does that
mean?
Mean.
I don't even know.
Their family want their own to play Spartacus. I'm trying to make sense of it. I can't help. Let me jump to Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. We have lots of comment here. Chike Steven says, that rapper illustration is true. We've seen her during the Ultimate Search game back then. What? The role she played.
Funke Akindele.
Oh, okay. The role she played, like Ladi versus Mekaike, blah, 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 blah. Any man will be threatened by the riches of such women if they're richer than their men.
Yeah, I think the rapper is JGC Skills in this context.
Yeah. So,
JGC is JGC.
No, he's not a poor guy.
He's not a poor guy.
He's not a poor guy.
People don't know JGC Skills. That's the issue, I think.
But I don't want us to even focus on their relationship because, again, I don't know what's popping with them. So I would rather say it's just the comments I've come after that shed light on the thoughts in the minds of people. Now, engineer Alfred Bashel says, never marry a woman that's successful. Wow. This comment above is for insecure men. So what happens when the woman you think you are ahead of decides to upgrade herself in marriage? Okay. Will you hold her back simply because you will feel less of a man if she becomes more successful than you? And a lot of men do that. Where is the spirit of partnership that should be between spouses to help each other get better? If a woman has to kill her dreams or dim her light to pamper a man's ego in marriage, then the problem is deeper than what eyes can see. I absolutely approve of this.
Well, I think it's witchcraft in the sense that
it's witchcraft. It is.
I think it's witchcraft. It is
witchcraft.
I feel like I have a partner and I wouldn't want her to succeed.
Yeah. Because she might become richer than you.
Richer,
or more successful. Or more popular.
Even I myself, I would want to marry someone who is richer because I want to live a boring life.
Okay.
Who doesn't want to live a boring
life? No, who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
I had an episode on this show where I asked men, do men actually want to be sole providers? Feta, you'll be shocked. about 80% of those who call said, see, in the true sense of things, I want to calm down. This hustle to be the man. I don't know what that means. You're already a man. Why do you want to be a man that you already are? But this hustle to always be the one who brings in the most money is killing a lot of men. Because the women in your life, some of them have potentials, are bringing more money to the family. You are limiting her at the peril of your family's growth of wealth. So you guys will not pass a certain level. Let me give you an instance. Somebody reached out to me some time ago and said, oh, I'm a driver. I earn about 50,000 naira. I have two children. We live around Badagry. I'm stressed. I don't go home every day. I go at the weekends because I can't afford it. But the money is so much, I'm unable to cope. So I said, oh, yeah, okay. Does her wife work? He said, not at the moment. Can she do anything? He said, oh, she used to have, listen to this. She used to have a boat. All those people who go to the seaside and pack sand and go sell. I said, oh, okay. So how much was she making in that business? She said, well, in an average per trip, she makes 30,000 naira as profit. Mm. If she goes three times a week, she makes 90,000 naira. That if she has energy to go every day, she makes 150,000 naira. Wow. I'm like, oh, all right, sir. Excuse me, sir. Have you seen the solution to your problem? He says, no. I'm like, okay, let me spell it out for you. Your wife has a business that is profitable, that could fetch your family 150,000 naira a week. You are slaving yourself out to get 50,000 naira a month. Don't you think you should team up with your wife and do this business together? He said, no, I'm saying, show me how I can make money. I said, okay, I will send you links of financial experts to talk to, because at this point, I can't help you. Do you see what the problem is?
Yeah, I see. The thing is, I think the man wants is social validation.
Right.
In the sense that, I'm a provider. I'm doing this. I'm a man already, but that social validation is not yet there.
Yeah.
The hustling, even if he's not making like a huge amount, but the fact that people can see that he's working.
And like providing.
He's providing. At least he's doing this, he's doing that. Mm. My husband has gone to work. You get?
My husband has brought food money.
My husband has brought food money to the house. So we are okay.
We're still having lots of comments here on Facebook. Femitawo says, I would disagree that this is an African thing, because it was also a culture abroad years ago, but over time, observation and law changed these ideologies. Anytime I listen to Chimamanda's voice note, it pricks a thing in me, and that's true.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with moving into a richer wife's house, especially in this Buhari's economy. More humble gone. The economy has humbled you. Precious Osagrugwe, there's nothing wrong. It takes mutual understanding and maturity. Adeni Salami, money is power. It's challenges. Solomon Amoni, it is not good for a man to move into a house built by his wife. One day, the woman will still chase the man out. Solomon continues to say, eating the food that a woman prepared with her own money for complete 1 week without any input from you as a man, in no time you'll be disgraced by the woman you married, though. Alfred Isuwa says, I cannot get married to a woman richer than me. Adeshola Ayo Aderele, there's no problem with a man moving in with a rich wife. The problem only comes when the man refuses to grow and also make his own money. A healthy adult, especially a man, should not depend on a spouse for his livelihood. I'll take a final one, then we'll return to the calls. Olariwaju Oluwadamilare Temidayo, there's nothing wrong if both love themselves and have maturity and understanding. I've seen many families where women are the breadwinners and they're living happily. Good morning. Hello. All right. Sorry about that. Please call again. Hello. You too. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Just Lopoye.
Welcome.
Good morning, Feta and the morning studio.
Femi is his name.
Yeah. Good morning.
Sorry, Femi.
Yeah.
See, let me be frank with you. African women are different from white women.
Okay.
You see, when you don't have money as an African man, African women don't respect you. Yes.
Some.
In fact, see, let me just say 80%. Yes. Yes. Because I'm on street. I know what is happening on street. You know why? You can't even chat up young ladies nowadays. When I say young ladies, I'm talking of 22, 23. Without having iPhone. Understand? Women now trip for iPhone, women trip for cars. You know, all these type of things, ephemeral things, So you are not expecting a man now to move in to a woman's house that is wealthy. At the slight argument, she says to you, "You that moved this to my house." It is rare before you see a man doing all those type of things.
No, that's not. You see, I agreed with you up to this, your last sentence.
No, wait, listen to me.
I know what you're saying. Listen to me. This is what I hear. You can then correct me. What I hear is that it's rare for men to tell the women, "This is my house. You're living with me." They don't say it in those particular words, but you hear a lot of men say, "I'll send you out of my house." That is the same thing. But I agree with your initial position of a lot of women being materialistic.
I see it. Women, that's what they want. So men also are doing all sorts of things to be rich. They don't mind killing human beings just to make sure they are rich.
And well, you'll be rich in the prison. That's what's going to happen to you if you kill someone.
So what I could get from the last caller is that, okay, two things. One, I think we have a long way to go in this aspect, in the sense that I once taught in a school and I was using an Android phone, not this one. Then, and so one of the students that SS1, that's not secondary school one, so I was having a little chit chat with them in the class. So, and one of the girls, I think she's around 15 or 16, she was like, I'm not even using an iPhone. I was like, okay, I even use an iPhone 6, I'm not even using,
So, an iPhone is a status thing,
it's enough status in the sense that no matter the iPhone it is, be it iPhone 5, 6, 7, 8, as long as it's an iPhone. To cap it all, as long as it has a 3 camera at the back, you're good to go.
Yeah,
I was sitting on an Android phone, and the phone was quite expensive than an iPhone 7 and an iPhone 6.
But it didn't matter.
She didn't understand.
No, it didn't matter.
She just needs to see an iPhone, the Apple logo and at the back of it. And another thing is that there's a question I want to ask. Materialism, is it innate in African women, or is it just like a thought to people? Because that's what the last call I talked about.
Yeah.
Because I want to know, materialism, is it innate in African women, or is it something that is general?
I think that it's a human thing. And that's what I always emphasize, that, you know, a lot of these attributes, like I was saying during the break, some humans are badly cultured. They're disrespectful. And there are lots of women who do not have money, who don't have anything. The men in their lives do practically everything for them, and they are still very rude and disrespectful.
Yeah, sure.
They are the ones who fight you, who tear your clothes, who disrespect you. Some of them even abuse the men. They don't bring any money in. Some of them don't do anything at all. The man does everything for them and their families, but they're still rude and disrespectful. So a woman being rich is not synonymous with being rude. Human beings can be rude whether rich or poor.
But is there a tendency of women being rude when they have money?
No, I don't think so. You are rude
because,
if you are rude.
Because we have majority of the comments that have been coming talk about men being a type of way when a woman has it. That's because maybe repeatedly women have been doing these things. What if we are encouraging...
I feel people feel a man knows how to handle money more than the woman, because if a woman has the money, she would want to abuse that, like, quote unquote, privilege, in the sense that she'll be condescending with
privilege.
She'll be condescending with it, in the sense that I have money, I can do whatever it is I want.
But she can.
I pay your well.
I can pay my.
Saying that, words are like, you know, my standpoint on equality has always been that it is unachievable. It will only start in our hearts as humans. The day you start to see the next person as your equal, I mean, that's going to be better.
Yeah, but it's achievable then. It's one person at a time.
Is it like, okay, now, like, we're talking about marriage, we're talking about husband and wives. One person is richer than the other person. And one day you're having a conversation out of anger. You're saying, "This is my house. I pay your bills. You are nobody," or something
like
that.
But you know, and the person becomes, say that to a woman.
That's
a woman
can
say
thing.
That to a man.
Same thing.
Yeah,
as a man.
So what's the difference?
Equality will only start the day you begin to feel like your wife is equal with you.
That's right.
I know that you're higher than the woman.
Yeah, but a lot of them don't think so.
That's why I said it's something that has been happening over time. And when something new happens, people start to scream.
It's out of the norm.
It's out of the norm.
My phone lines are on fire. I need to speak to these people. Hello? I'm so sorry. Please call again if you're able to. Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Rita, calling from Badu.
Okay, please go on.
Yeah. So I understand, you guys have said it all. When you understand yourself as a man and wife that you are equal to each other, I think there won't be issue. Because this thing, what the men do is, and both women do is, what as a woman, you are rich now, and you have the money, your man is not as rich as you do, and this man is spending the money, does that mean you don't have right because he's the head of the house and you don't have right to question him? But if your question is not look at it because of the money, that is the reason why you're questioning him. And marriage is not do or die thing. If you know it is not working for you, you go out of it. That's what I understand by it all. Because even men do it every day.
Every day.
It is my money.
Yeah.
And what will you do? So as a woman, the men are praying that women should not have money. As for me, I have my money. And no man can do me go or whatever because I have my money. And I am not showing you that I have my money. That is why I'm saying it.
Yeah.
Why I know it's my right for me to have my own money too.
It is. It is. Thank you very much. And I see also that when a woman has money, she is then more cautious about speaking. Because everything she does is easily misunderstood. You are looking at me that way because you bought me a shirt yesterday, Abby. So you're checking my shirt down. You're telling me to go and change my clothes. That is not fine because you're the one that bought it.
Anything she does,
anything she does is misunderstood. Madam Ify is on the line. Hello, good morning.
Well, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good,
thank you.
You see, maybe it's nowadays women. In nowadays, and our mother's days, your mother's days, they don't look at all those things. Whether woman has money more than the men. How do you, once a man has married you, you will have children. You become one. How do you order a man to get out of your house because you own the house? I mean, it looks odd to me. It looks odd.
It is very odd. I mean, somebody owns a house more than another person. It's pretty odd. Let me read this comment on Twitter. Summarizes what she's just saying. Uche says, I supposedly moved into my husband's house. But it was a facade because I paid the rent where they got married. So whose house was it? Yet, I got locked out of the house at every whimsy notion. So every time the guy is upset, he throws her out. He locks her out. He sends her away. Alfred Bashel on Twitter says, some of these men want an Osinachia's wife. Now, that's Osinachia has now become a term.
Yeah.
A concept. It says the rich and the submissive one, the ones that hand them over all their earnings. While he panel beat her, she cries, she begs and prays to God to touch your heart to give me money. Oh God, please tell my husband to give me money to buy food and to buy clothes for the kids. They're looking for who to kill, says Alfred. Not all women will be like that. Uche continues to say, who moves into whose house is not consequential. The law even prohibits a man throwing a woman out of the house, yet they do it. But they cannot take the same treatment. Oh my God, the lines are on fire, fire, fire. Hello?
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for calling.
I want to remain anonymous.
That's all right.
I am a teacher. And to Wemimo, I want to tell you just 2 minute story.
All right, ma'am.
I am a teacher in the organization, so I group ourselves, all the women teacher there.
Okay.
So do you know what we do? We gather money, we buy property, land for ourselves. Kawa no le rinko about to retire.
Yeah.
Do you know what one of the women husband did to me? Come to my house, Coco early in the morning. Why? What right do I have to make sure that his wife has property? No, be small matter. Don't worry. The time has gone. I'll tell you the story next time.
Wow. How dare you empower my wife to buy a piece of land?
That's deep.
No, that won't pass me.
No.
That won't pass me. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the topic this morning. But
thank you.
My name is Mrs. Folonsho from Egbeda.
Okay.
The issue of a man moving into a rich man's house, I don't want us to look at that issue in isolation. You know, marriages, different packages in marriages.
Yes.
It depends on the attitude of the man. Now, say, for example, if you're rich, your husband moves with you, you are doing all you can to be the good wife, but the man does not have attitude. He's bullying you, he's doing all sorts of things. At a point, you get tired.
Yeah.
So it depends on the attitude of the woman or the man in the marriage.
Oh, absolutely.
That's where the problem lies.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Absolutely. I agree with you. When I had the series, it was a series on female breadwinners. A lot of women who were breadwinners in their homes were still being bullied by their husbands, and they had it all to hear. you know, they had it up to. A lot of people who called were crying, like, I'm doing everything, yet he still tells me, anything I do, he's telling me, is it because you bring money? But I respect him. I do everything. I cook. I wash his food. I still go to work. He does nothing.
And he literally does the same thing. If
you turn the table around. But then everybody will start crying. Foul. Let's take a few messages on WhatsApp.
All right. This one says, a marriage built on love and humility is devoid of personality ego on man or woman.
Right.
Any marriage failing the mathematical, arithmetical test of 1 + 1 = 1 will have issues with the new identity.
I approve.
New identity. Now, this person says, good morning, Wemimo and team. In a typical Nigerian society, if a dog bites a man, it's normal. But if a man bites a dog, it becomes news. This is applicable to Nigerian marriages. When people get humiliated in marriages, people first check to see which gender was humiliated, and that determines how they react, always favoring the man. Why will anyone want to be with a person who has no ambition or no aspiration, whether man or woman?
Absolutely. I mean, what else can I add? Nothing. Absolutely. Do we have one more?
Yeah. Tokpe says, my nephew damaged something in the house, so my sister disciplined my nephew. My brother-in-law said to my sister, that is because it was my sister that bought the damaged object.
No, make it make sense. Make it make sense. So if it was a man that bought it and somebody spoiled it, you're not disciplined the young guy?
Not at all.
But because, come on. So you see, usually in homes when the woman has more, she now has to be extra cautious. How can you be happy in a relationship where your words are egg? You can't even play with your olorigbeske, you know, the way you play with your husband.
Any slight thing.
How dare you? It's because...
Those are dripping money for soup.
Or maybe you're outside and you're paying for something and say, oh, so now you want the whole world to know that you are richer than I am. We need to continue this conversation. My phone lines are on fire. As you know, my conversations here are in series. So we're returning to this topic next week, Monday, 9 to 10. If you want to be here, send me a message. I want one more person to be here. I want a woman to be here with me next week on the show. Send me a message on social media, Wemimo Sport, you find me there. Or send me a message in the mail. Visit with wemimo@gmail.com or wemimo@nigeriainfo.fm. Olua Femi Omorege, thank you for being here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
He's a superb follower on social media. It's nice to see you. We'll see you again next week. Feta, thank you.
Thank you.
What's Up Lagos is next. Don't go away.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
There is something every woman...
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria.